The Memory Book, the classic guide to improving your memory at work, at school, and at play. By Harry Lorraine. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Book, the classic guide to improving your memory at work, at school, and at play by Harry Lorraine is a comprehensive guide to improving one's memory. The book is divided into three sections: memory at work, memory at school, and memory at play. In the first section, Lorraine provides tips and techniques for improving memory in the workplace, such as using mnemonic devices, visualizing information, and using memory aids. He also provides advice on how to remember names, numbers, and facts. The second section focuses on improving memory in the classroom, with advice on how to remember facts, formulas, and equations. The third section focuses on improving memory in recreational activities, such as playing cards, chess, and other games. Throughout the book, Lorraine provides numerous examples and exercises to help readers improve their memory. He also provides advice on how to avoid common memory mistakes and how to use memory to one's advantage. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their memory and become more successful in their work, school, and recreational activities. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Exercise your memory. Regularly exercising your memory can help you to improve your memory and recall. This can be done through activities such as memorizing lists, playing memory games, and using mnemonic devices. Main idea number 2. Use mnemonic devices. Mnemonic devices are tools that can help you to remember information more easily. Examples of mnemonic devices include acronyms, rhymes, and visual imagery. Main idea number 3. Improve your concentration. Concentration is an important factor in improving your memory. You can improve your concentration by eliminating distractions, focusing on one task at a time, and taking regular breaks. Main idea number 4. Use visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool for improving your memory. It involves creating mental images of the information you want to remember and associating it with other information. Main idea number 5. Practice memorization. Memorization is an important part of improving your memory. You can practice memorization by reciting lists, repeating information, and using mnemonic devices. Main idea number 6. Improve your diet. Eating a healthy diet can help to improve your memory. Eating foods that are rich in antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, and B vitamins can help to improve your memory. Main idea number 7. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for improving your memory. Sleep helps to consolidate memories and can help you to recall information more easily. Main idea number 8. Use memory aids. Memory aids such as flashcards, notes, and calendars can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 9. Use chunking. Chunking is a technique for breaking down information into smaller, more manageable pieces. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 10. Use the method of loci. The method of loci is a technique for associating information with a familiar place. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 11. Use the PEG system. The PEG system is a technique for associating information with a familiar object. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 12. Use the keyword method. The keyword method is a technique for associating information with a keyword. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 13. Use the story method. The story method is a technique for associating information with a story. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 14. Use the acronym method. The acronym method is a technique for associating information with an acronym. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 15. Use the rhyme method. The rhyme method is a technique for associating information with a rhyme. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 16. Use the link method. The link method is a technique for associating information with a link. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 17. Use the face name method. The face name method is a technique for associating information with a face. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 18. Use the mind map method. The mind map method is a technique for associating information with a mind map. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 19. Use the alphabet method. The alphabet method is a technique for associating information with the letters of the alphabet. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main idea number 20. Use the number shape method. The number shape method is a technique for associating information with numbers and shapes. This can help you to remember information more easily. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Exercising your memory is an important part of maintaining a healthy mind. Regularly engaging in activities that challenge your memory can help you to improve your recall and memory retention. This can be done through activities such as memorizing lists, playing memory games, and using mnemonic devices. Memorizing lists is a great way to exercise your memory, as it requires you to recall and remember a set of items. Memory games are also a great way to exercise your memory, as they require you to recall and remember patterns and sequences. Mnemonic devices are also a great way to exercise your memory, as they help you to remember facts and information by associating them with a memorable phrase or image. By regularly engaging in activities that challenge your memory, you can help to improve your memory and recall. Main idea number 2. Mnemonic devices are a great way to help you remember information more easily. An acronym is a word formed from the first letters of a phrase or series of words, such as Roy G. Biv for the colors of the rainbow. Rhymes are also a great way to remember information, such as 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. Visual imagery is another mnemonic device that can help you remember information. For example, if you need to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you can imagine a mnemonic sentence such as, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas." Each word in the sentence corresponds to a planet in the solar system, starting with Mercury and ending with Pluto. Mnemonic devices can be used to remember anything from the order of the planets in the solar system to the names of the presidents of the United States. They can also be used to remember facts, dates, and formulas. The key to using mnemonic devices effectively is to create a vivid image or phrase that will help you remember the information. With practice, you can use mnemonic devices to improve your memory and recall information more easily. Main idea number 3. Improving your concentration is an important step in improving your memory. To do this, you must eliminate distractions, focus on one task at a time, and take regular breaks. This will help you to stay focused and to better remember the information you are trying to learn. Start by eliminating distractions. Turn off your phone, close your email, and find a quiet place to work. This will help you to stay focused and to avoid getting sidetracked. Next, focus on one task at a time. Multitasking can be tempting, but it can also be distracting. Instead, focus on one task and complete it before moving on to the next. This will help you to stay focused and to better remember the information you are trying to learn. Finally, take regular breaks. Working for long periods of time without a break can be tiring and can lead to a decrease in concentration. Take a few minutes every hour or so to get up, stretch, and take a break. This will help you to stay focused and to better remember the information you are trying to learn. By following these steps, you can improve your concentration and better remember the information you are trying to learn. With practice and dedication, you can improve your memory and become a better learner. Main idea number 4. Visualization is a powerful tool for improving your memory. It involves creating mental images of the information you want to remember and associating it with other information. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items, you can create a mental image of each item and associate it with a location in a room or a path you are walking. This will help you to remember the items in the list more easily. Visualization can also be used to remember facts and figures. For example, if you are trying to remember a date, you can create a mental image of the date and associate it with a memorable event or image. This will help you to remember the date more easily. Visualization can also be used to remember names and faces. For example, if you are trying to remember someone's name, you can create a mental image of the person and associate it with a memorable event or image. This will help you to remember the name more easily. Visualization is a powerful tool for improving your memory and can be used in a variety of ways. By creating mental images and associating them with other information, you can improve your memory and recall information more easily. Main idea number 5. Practicing memorization is a great way to improve your memory. It involves reciting lists, repeating information, and using mnemonic devices to help you remember. Reciting lists can help you remember facts, figures, and other information. Repeating information can help you remember facts, figures, and other information. Mnemonic devices are tools that help you remember information by associating it with something else. For example, you can use the acronym ROY GBIV to remember the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. The Memory Book, the classic guide to improving your memory at work, at school, and at play by Harry Lorraine, is a great resource for learning more about memorization and how to practice it. The book provides tips and techniques for improving your memory, as well as exercises to help you practice memorization. It also provides advice on how to use mnemonic devices to help you remember information. Practicing memorization is an important part of improving your memory. With practice, you can learn to remember more information and recall it more quickly. So, take the time to practice memorization and you'll be amazed at how much your memory can improve. Main idea number 6. Improving your diet is an important step in improving your memory. Eating a balanced diet that is rich in antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, and B vitamins can help to boost your memory and cognitive function. Antioxidants help to protect your brain cells from damage, while omega-3 fatty acids and B vitamins help to improve communication between brain cells. Eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help to ensure that your body is getting the nutrients it needs to support your memory. Additionally, limiting your intake of processed foods, sugar, and saturated fats can help to improve your overall health and cognitive function. In addition to eating a healthy diet, it is important to stay hydrated. Drinking plenty of water throughout the day can help to keep your brain functioning optimally. Additionally, regular exercise can help to improve your memory and cognitive function. Exercise helps to increase blood flow to the brain, which can help to improve your memory and concentration. Finally, getting enough sleep is essential for memory and cognitive function. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night to ensure that your brain is getting the rest it needs. Main idea number 7. Getting enough sleep is essential for improving your memory. Studies have shown that sleep helps to consolidate memories and can help you to recall information more easily. During sleep, the brain is able to process and store information, which can help to improve your memory. Additionally, getting enough sleep can help to reduce stress and improve your overall mental health, which can also help to improve your memory. In the Memory Book, the classic guide to improving your memory at work, at school, and at play, author Harry Lorraine explains that getting enough sleep is one of the most important steps you can take to improve your memory. He suggests that you should aim to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night, and that you should also try to go to bed and wake up at the same time each day. Additionally, he recommends avoiding caffeine and alcohol before bed, as these can interfere with your sleep. By getting enough sleep, you can help to improve your memory and overall mental health. So make sure to get enough rest each night and you'll be on your way to a better memory. Main idea number 8. Memory aids such as flashcards, notes, and calendars can be invaluable tools for improving your memory. Flashcards are a great way to quickly review information, as they can be used to quickly review facts, figures, and other information. Notes can be used to record important information, such as dates, times, and other details. Calendars can be used to keep track of upcoming events and deadlines, and can be used to remind you of important tasks. All of these memory aids can help you to remember information more easily and effectively. Using memory aids can also help you to organize your thoughts and ideas. Flashcards can be used to organize facts and figures into categories, while notes can be used to record ideas and thoughts. Calendars can be used to plan out tasks and activities, and can help you to stay on track with your goals. By using memory aids, you can ensure that you are able to remember important information and stay organized. Memory aids can also help you to stay focused and motivated. Flashcards can be used to review information quickly and efficiently, while notes can be used to record ideas and thoughts. Calendars can be used to plan out tasks and activities, and can help you to stay on track with your goals. By using memory aids, you can ensure that you are able to stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 9. Chunking is a powerful memory technique that can help you to remember large amounts of information. It involves breaking down information into smaller, more manageable pieces, which can make it easier to recall. For example, if you need to remember a long list of items, you can break it down into smaller chunks of related items. This can help you to remember the items more easily, as you can focus on one chunk at a time. Chunking can also be used to remember numbers. Instead of trying to remember a long string of digits, you can break it down into smaller chunks. For example, if you need to remember a phone number, you can break it down into 3 chunks of 3 digits each. This can make it easier to remember the number, as you can focus on one chunk at a time. Chunking is a great way to improve your memory and recall information more easily. It can help you to remember large amounts of information, and can make it easier to recall numbers and other types of information. Give it a try and see how it can help you to remember more. Main idea number 10. The method of loci is a powerful memory technique that can help you to remember information more easily. It involves associating information with a familiar place, such as a room in your house or a route you take to work. To use the method of loci, you first need to create a mental image of the place you want to use. Then, you need to imagine yourself walking through the place and placing the items you want to remember in different locations. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items, you could imagine placing each item in a different spot in the room. This will help you to remember the items more easily. Once you have placed the items in the room, you can then close your eyes and imagine yourself walking through the room and picking up each item. This will help to reinforce the memory of the items and make it easier to recall them when needed. You can also use the method of loci to remember facts or ideas. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of facts, you could imagine placing each fact in a different spot in the room. This will help you to remember the facts more easily. The method of loci is a powerful memory technique that can help you to remember information more easily. It is a great way to improve your memory and can be used for a variety of tasks. So, if you are looking for a way to improve your memory, give the method of loci a try. Main idea number 11. The PEG system is a powerful memory tool that can help you to remember information more easily. It works by associating information with a familiar object. For example, if you wanted to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you could use the PEG system to associate each planet with a number. You could use the numbers 1 to 9 and associate each number with a planet. For example, 1 could be Mercury, 2 could be Venus, 3 could be Earth, and so on. This way, when you need to remember the order of the planets, you can simply recall the numbers and the associated planets. The PEG system can also be used to remember lists of items. For example, if you wanted to remember a grocery list, you could associate each item with a letter of the alphabet. For example, A could be apples, B could be bananas, C could be carrots, and so on. This way, when you need to remember the items on your list, you can simply recall the letters and the associated items. The PEG system is a great way to improve your memory and recall information more easily. It can be used to remember anything from the order of the planets in the solar system to a grocery list. All you need to do is associate the information with a familiar object, such as a number or a letter, and you'll be able to recall it more easily. Main idea number 12. The keyword method is a simple yet effective way to remember information. It involves associating a keyword with the information you want to remember. For example, if you wanted to remember the word elephant, you could associate it with the keyword trunk. This way, when you think of the keyword trunk, you will be reminded of the word elephant. This technique can be used to remember any type of information, from facts and figures to names and dates. The keyword method is especially useful for remembering long lists of items. For example, if you had to remember a list of items such as apples, oranges, bananas, and grapes, you could associate each item with a keyword. For example, you could associate apples with the keyword red, oranges with the keyword juicy, bananas with the keyword yellow, and grapes with the keyword bunch. This way, when you think of the keywords, you will be reminded of the items on the list. The keyword method is a great way to improve your memory and recall information more easily. It is a simple technique that can be used to remember any type of information, from facts and figures to names and dates. With practice, you can become an expert at using the keyword method to remember information quickly and easily. Main idea number 13. Once upon a time, there was a student who was struggling to remember all the information they needed for their upcoming exam. They had tried studying hard, but nothing seemed to stick. Then one day, they heard about the story method. The student decided to give it a try. They took all the information they needed to remember and created a story around it. They imagined a character who was going on a journey, and each piece of information was a stop along the way. The student found that by associating the information with a story, it was much easier to remember. They were able to recall the information quickly and easily, and they passed their exam with flying colors. The student was so pleased with the story method that they shared it with their friends. Soon, everyone was using the story method to remember information more easily. And that is how the story method became a popular way to remember information. Main idea number 14. The acronym method is a simple yet effective way to remember information. It involves taking the first letter of each word in a phrase or sentence and creating a new word or phrase from those letters. For example, if you wanted to remember the phrase, "Every good boy deserves fudge," you could create the acronym EGBDF. This acronym can then be used to help you remember the phrase. The acronym method is a great way to remember facts, figures, and other information. It can be used to remember anything from a list of items to a complex equation. It is also a great way to remember names, dates, and other important information. By creating an acronym, you can easily recall the information when needed. The acronym method is a great tool for anyone who needs to remember information quickly and easily. It is a simple and effective way to remember facts, figures, and other information. With a little practice, you can easily master the acronym method and use it to remember any information you need. Main idea number 15. The rhyme method is a great way to remember information. It works by associating the information with a rhyme, making it easier to recall. For example, if you wanted to remember the order of the planets in our solar system, you could use the rhyme, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas," to help you remember that Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are the planets in order. The rhyme method can be used to remember any type of information, from facts to dates to names. It is a great tool for students who need to remember facts for tests, or for anyone who needs to remember important information. It is also a fun way to learn, as it can make the process of memorizing more enjoyable. To use the rhyme method, start by creating a rhyme that is easy to remember. Then, associate each word in the rhyme with the information you need to remember. This will help you to recall the information more easily. With practice, you will be able to remember more and more information using the rhyme method. Main idea number 16. The link method is a powerful tool for improving your memory. It involves associating information with a link, such as a word, phrase, image, or sound. This helps to create a mental connection between the information and the link, making it easier to remember. For example, if you wanted to remember the name of a person, you could link it to a word or phrase that reminds you of them. This could be something like, John, the man with the big smile, or Sally, the woman with the red hair. By creating this link, you can easily recall the person's name when you think of the link. The link method can also be used to remember facts and figures. For example, if you wanted to remember the date of a historical event, you could link it to a phrase or image that reminds you of the event. This could be something like, the Battle of Hastings, 1066, or the Declaration of Independence, 4th of July 1776. By creating this link, you can easily recall the date when you think of the link. The link method is a great way to improve your memory and recall information more easily. It can be used to remember names, facts, figures, and more. Try using the link method to help you remember important information and you'll be surprised at how effective it can be. Main idea number 17. The face name method is a simple yet effective technique for associating information with a face. It works by associating a person's name with their face, so that when you see the face, you can remember the name. This technique can be used to remember a variety of information, such as names, dates, facts, and more. To use the face name method, simply look at the person's face and try to remember their name. Then, when you need to remember the information associated with that person, you can recall their name and the information will come to mind. The face name method is a great way to improve your memory and recall information more easily. It can be used in a variety of situations, such as remembering the names of people you meet, remembering facts for a test, or even remembering the names of people in a crowd. With practice, you can become more adept at using the face name method and remembering the information associated with a face. The face name method is a great tool for improving your memory and recall. With practice, you can become more adept at using this technique and remembering the information associated with a face. So, the next time you need to remember something, try using the face name method and see how it works for you. Main idea number 18. The mind map method is a great way to organize and remember information. It involves creating a visual representation of the information, with each concept or idea represented by a symbol or image. The symbols are then connected to each other to form a map of the information. This helps to create a visual representation of the information, making it easier to remember and recall. The mind map method can be used to organize information in a variety of ways. For example, it can be used to create a timeline of events, to organize a list of ideas, or to create a visual representation of a complex concept. It can also be used to create a visual representation of a problem and its possible solutions. The mind map method is a great way to organize and remember information. It helps to create a visual representation of the information, making it easier to remember and recall. It can also be used to create a visual representation of a problem and its possible solutions. By using the mind map method, you can easily organize and remember information, making it easier to recall when needed. Main idea number 19. The alphabet method is a great way to remember information. It works by associating information with the letters of the alphabet. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items, you could assign each item to a letter of the alphabet. For instance, A could be apples, B could be bananas, C could be carrots, and so on. This way, when you need to recall the list, you can simply remember the letters of the alphabet and the items associated with them. Another way to use the alphabet method is to create an acronym. An acronym is a word made up of the first letters of a phrase or sentence. For example, if you wanted to remember the phrase, "Every good boy deserves fudge," you could create the acronym EGBDF. This way, when you need to recall the phrase, you can simply remember the acronym and the phrase associated with it. The alphabet method is a great way to remember information. It can help you to remember lists, phrases, and other information more easily. Give it a try and see how it works for you. Main idea number 20. The number shape method is a simple yet effective way to remember information. It involves associating numbers and shapes with the information you want to remember. For example, you could assign the number 1 to a circle, the number 2 to a square, the number 3 to a triangle, and so on. Then, when you need to remember something, you can use the numbers and shapes to help you recall the information. For example, if you need to remember the order of a list of items, you could assign each item a number and shape, and then use the numbers and shapes to recall the order of the items. The number shape method is a great way to improve your memory and recall information more easily. It can be used to remember anything from lists of items to facts and figures. It is also a great way to help children learn and remember information, as it is a fun and visual way to remember things. So, if you are looking for a way to improve your memory, the number shape method is a great way to start. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.